Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm sorry, Kim, what did you say? We need a taser for him?
Well, I didn't quite say taser. More like taser? a light buzz.
It might work.
I was walking down the hallway when I heard the music intro to my show, and I'm like, I should probably hurry up and get in there. But Merry Christmas to all of you. Welcome into what will be my final show before the Christmas holiday. Kim and Ethan did not plan quite so well, so they'll be here tomorrow.
Well, and you're off next week, aren't you?
I am. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because I could sit here and say, Mark, well, I have been saying, Mark, you've been ditching us, but I did have several weeks off, but I also had a baby.
That's true.
It's not quite the same as
It's going to be vacation. Such a great Christmas at your house this year.
Oh, I know, because Easton's of the age now where he is really, really excited, and he tells everyone he wants a monster truck, and it's so cute because we saw Santa the other day, and he's saying he actually says, I asked Jesus for a monster truck, and then he always goes rum, 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 and spins around in a circle because we told him we're taking him to Monster Jam next year. It's coming to St. Louis.
Did he ask Santa as well as Jesus?
I don't know. We've gone back and forth. Yeah, I should be cautious of what I'm saying here.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Because, I never know who's
absolutely
in the car.
You do, absolutely. So, well, good. That's going to be a fantastic year, and I know the little one will, little Hudson. I excuse me if I call him Huddy on occasion, because one of my best friends, Steve, has a grandson named Hudson.
Oh, really?
And his nickname for him has always been Huddy, and I find myself saying that even though I've never heard you say it.
No, we call him every name under the sun. That, you know how that's, parents have all kinds of weird nicknames for their kids, for their dogs.
Yes, I get it. I just never know. Some people are weird about that. Like, my grandfather did not want to name any of his children a name that could have a nickname. He hated nicknames.
Hmm.
So he figured if he named you this, that's what people should call you, not some short version of it.
It's funny because obviously my real name is Kimberly. And my mom, I remember when I was in TV, was so sad when I went from Kimberly to Kim on the air. I mean, this is years ago, back in college, I think. But if you call me Kimberly, I don't mind it. I like the name Kimberly, but it tells me you don't know me very well because I go by Kim.
Right.
Or you're in trouble.
Or you're in trouble.
Or I'm in trouble.
Full name.
Especially if it's my first and middle. My sisters will sometimes call me that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. My grandfather's name was Bradley, and he did not like to be called Brad. And, I named my son after him, and I call him Bradley, and he only wants to be called Brad. So now I kind of do it just to irritate him.
That's nice, Mark.
Just kidding. I would never do anything like that. You all know me better than that. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Still ahead, we're going to get to Christian Kirk. He's the guy who had his Tesla vandalized twice down in Kirkwood last year. Remember when the left was so outraged by some guy named Elon Musk that they had to go out and terrorize people that bought one of his cars? Wait a minute. Many of those people were the same liberals that they supported buying EVs, but they couldn't stand the fact that the maker of one of those supported Donald Trump for president. This is how crazy the people on the left are. But they were mad, and this one of them, who was a Washington University employee, took it upon himself to vandalize people's cars by putting Elon stickers on the back of all the cars. And this one got caught. He got charged. We covered the case then, and we're going to get an update from the victim in this case, Christian Kirk, coming up in the next segment, because I've been anxious to see where this is going. And this guy's hired an attorney, and he's really dragged this thing out in court, questioning whether or not his client was guilty of it when he's on camera. Like, you can't walk around a Tesla without being on 10 different cameras. There's no doubt about the guy that it was him. But of course, now he's not nearly as bold when he got confronted with it. So we'll get to all that for you. Ryan Wiggins is going to join us as well here at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get to some of our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
This is insane. And this is CBS News / Paramount / 60 Minutes. Personally, I canceled my Paramount subscription today. But Barry Weiss, now the head of CBS News, clearly a right-winger, clearly in line with Donald Trump, has made it clear that 60 Minutes will do the administration's bidding now.
Oh, poor Ryan, or poor Adam Kinzinger there. You feel bad for him, don't you? I mean, he's just so confused. At one point, he actually had an R after his name. He switched over to the Democratic Party sometime after January 6th, and good riddance.
The commitment I have made to protect New Yorkers, to protect Jewish New Yorkers, is one that I will uphold as the next mayor of this city. And we must distinguish between anti-Semitism and criticism of the Israeli government.
Let's hope. I mean, that's his promise, that he's going to make sure that Jewish people are not ostracized or picked on when he's the mayor. But based on his position on a lot of these other things, how do you trust him?
The bottom line is this. When we talk about the threat of Islamism, this political ideology, there is no such thing as individual freedom or liberty. As Charlie said over and over again, it is fundamentally incompatible with our nation's foundation of freedom.
Tulsi Gabbard there pointing that out at AmFest this past weekend, talking about how Charlie Kirk felt about radical Islam and Islamism and how it's inconsistent with our values. And yet in many cities, they are taking over. What do you think happens next?
I don't find that at all even beginning to address the many serious questions that have arisen around Bill Clinton here. No evidence specifically he committed a crime, but he can't hide from what's in those photos.
No, he cannot. I just shared one of my favorite photos of all time that I captured when I was at the presidential debate in St. Louis back in 2015. Remember that? In October of 2015, Donald Trump is on stage with Hillary Clinton, and they're debating in the round over there at that debate at Washington University. And the pictures were, The pictures were just classic, and Hillary remembers it fondly.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
And what they did to troll, what the Trump campaign did to troll William Jefferson Clinton, was they brought in all of the women who had accused him of either rape or sexual assault over the years. I think there were four or five of them, and they seated them on Trump's side of the audience. And there was a moment when the cameras, the internal cameras there at the debate, cut away to a shot of Bill Clinton sitting in the front row. And he was, all you saw were the whites of his eyes because he was side-eyeing those five women over there because they were yelling at him and waving at him. And he was, you talk about a cat on a hot tin roof. He was that uncomfortable. And that picture of him must have been used in a thousand memes by now where he's just looking sideways at like, uh-oh, I've been caught.
Well, and so will the picture now of him in the hot tub with his hands behind his head. And it's two women in there and they're saying one of them may be underage.
Well, there's a picture of him on the plane with a girl that there's no way she's older than 15 or 16 years old. I'm just eyeballing her, looking at her thinking, there's no way that one's of legal age. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? And he's in the hot tub with him, and he's, you know, it's just, there are several pictures that came out. Most of them seem to have Bill Clinton in them. That's why they're now claiming that the DOJ is somehow withholding all the other photos that must be out there with Donald Trump in them. It can't just be Bill Clinton. And they issued a statement claiming they want all the photos to come out. Can you imagine the number of lamps that have been broken at Bill Clinton's house this week? Because Hillary's notorious for picking up a lamp and chucking it at his head when they were in the White House. That allegedly happened, according to several books that have been written.
Imagine or at least hope that Bill would have given her a heads up saying, hey, just in case these do get released, I want you to know there's a picture of me here. Wasn't he in the pool and it looked like the girl next to him was naked? She was skinny dipping, right?
It's Pedo Island.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, come on. Would he have not say, hey, babe, Kim, just so you know.
At this point, do you think there's anything, any picture that would pop up of Bill Clinton that would come as a surprise to Hillary Clinton?
Probably not. Will she go?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Wasn't it after that she came out with her weird Southern accent and was like, I stand by my husband? That was a terrible accent.
Pretty much something like that.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him and I respect him. And I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together.
And I wonder if she still feels that way this morning with the Pedo Island photos all over the internet. I don't know. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to find out, get you an update on the situation over in Kirkwood, where they finally got around to charging the guy last year that was basically vandalizing cars because he didn't like the guy that made them, not the guy that owned them, but the guy that made them. And now he's slowly working his way through the St. Louis County court system because of charges in Kirkwood. We're going to get an update for you coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah? You like putting stickers on cars?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Yeah, I got a video of you. You don't know?
No.
Okay, that's fascinating.
Yeah, that was the video the audio of the video, I should say, that was captured from a Tesla back in earlier this year down in Kirkwood, right? When Christian Kirk noticed a sticker that said F Elon on the back of his car and immediately went and checked his cameras back in May. And lo and behold, he sees this guy walk by and do it. So he parked the car there a day or two later. Lo and behold, the guy comes back, does the same thing again. And he went in and confronted him in the coffee shop there. And now finally, charges ended up getting filed in that case. Christian is on the phone with us this morning. Nice enough to join us for a bit of a follow-up. What, 7 months later? Christian, how are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. Are you calling me from your Tesla?
Yeah, I am. I have bad reception at home, so I'm driving right now just to make sure that I don't get cut off.
No, I appreciate that. Seriously. So the gentleman in this case, Bill Howells, was eventually charged. What did they end up charging him with? Wasn't it harassment or something?
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of interesting because I was planning on forgetting about it, and then I looked at the court thing in July. I saw that a lawyer appeared, and then all of a sudden there was a continuance, and so that kind of raised a flag. I was like, "Oh, he's not like taking this laying down." So there were multiple meetings and hearings essentially where they were motioning to dismiss it. And then at one point, I think in November, they asked me to produce, like, they were going to subpoena my phone to get all of the footage. I was like, you guys already saw all the footage. I guess the lawyer had some hunch that there was other video that I didn't include. I was like, sorry. So I gave him everything. And then at some point, they also, the lawyer made some sort of reference to the fact that, hey, if I drop the charges that he won't sue me. So it got a little weird there. And I was like, I mean, that was also just wild to hear. But I think after they reviewed the footage and saw that there was no additional context or anything, which again, I don't know why it mattered because everything shot was after the guy did the thing and that he was charged for. But anyway, I don't think the guy's going to try to sue me.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've referred to it as vandalism because that's what it was, but they ended up charging him with harassment because he did it, on two different occasions, right?
Correct, yeah. That's what I think had it level up to harassment. Otherwise, it's vandalism where there's a little bit of wiggle room, but I think that it was two separate times that's what got him, in addition to the other incidents where he had stickered Teslas around town. So he was cooked and they eventually agreed. And I think there's a final like plea later in January where he's going to plea guilty, but with some sort of caveat.
Yeah. It's called an Alford plea, which is crazy to me. That's, I don't know where this ever came from, but that's where you admit that the other side has enough evidence to convict you, the prosecutor. You admit they have enough evidence to convict you, but you're still not basically admitting guilt or something like that?
That's correct. Oh. Yeah, which is, it's funny because it just all goes back to accountability. You know, it's, I got to keep my eye on that one. Just that's an interesting way to like say, oh, you got me, but I didn't do it. Like, I didn't know that was possible.
What would he even sue you over? That's what I'm not, how, what grounds does he have to do anything against you?
Well, my understanding was there could be some sort of, you know, with me putting him on blast and putting the video on the internet.
But he's on public property. We're photographed all the time. I remember working in TV. As long as someone's in a public space, you can record them and put them on TV. You don't have to go get their permission to say, hey, can I use your image on social media or on a television, you know, to broadcast out to millions of people.
Correct. And I think to your point, that was it was an empty threat. It was a bluff, essentially. And I swiftly called him on it. I had a lawyer contact him and actually just kind of say, hey, well, you know, Christian lost a lot of working hours that week due to, you know, distress. And, you know, so then all of a sudden we flip the tables, because anytime somebody tells you they're going to sue you, you just tell them you're going to sue them. And then all of a sudden it just gets uncomfortable. And so he quickly, I kind of, you know, realized that wasn't going to be a good play.
Looking back on it all, and I know it's not completely over with yet, but you're close to a guilty plea in this case. Isn't it just crazy that back in May of this year, it's hard to believe, people were so whipped up over the kind of car you were driving, because not because of you, but because of the man that manufactured the car, who had some tie to a president they don't like, that they thought it was okay, because you're part of a Tesla owners group and you're not the only one who was impacted by this, right?
Correct. Yeah. Other people have had, you know, things happen to their cars. I know an individual, it's funny because people now seek me out, but I know an individual who drives a Cybertruck. He is part of a very well-known establishment. I'm not going to say what it is, but somebody, a minor, keyed his vehicle in the parking lot of this place, and the establishment is actually not going to, or they refuse to give the identity, even though he had the person on video. So there's a whole thing happening there. He told me not to say anything more than that, but yeah. It's wild. This guy was like, actually, there's big time damage, and there, you know, there's people protecting this person who committed a crime, which is really wild.
So were his cameras on the fritz? How come he didn't get a picture of him doing it?
Oh, he does.
Oh,
he
okay.
Had it, and he
all
took right. It. So imagine I'm going to make up another business, but he's at another. Pretend you're just at a business, and you say, hey, this person, this other member of your club, did this to my car, and the club said, we're not going to give out member information.
Unbelievable. That's just,
yeah.
It's hard to believe. Well, I tell you, Christian, I appreciate you joining us with that update this morning, and please, you and I'll keep in touch, and when the guilty plea happens at the end of January, I might even show up over there myself to witness that. This guy's gotten off way too easy.
For real.
All right, my friend. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Have a good one, man. Happy holidays.
Take care. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Yep. Christian Kirk there, the vandalism victim. And this guy's threatening to sue him.
What a joke.
I hope the guy doesn't have a job anymore, to be honest with you, because of his arrogance and all this and trying to weasel out of it. He's on camera doing it all because of his dislike of Elon Musk. Briefly. Probably loves him now that he's not talking to Donald Trump again. Wow. Imagine that. All right. Coming up. We'll get to Ryan Wiggins. He's telling me there's a new drug on the street that's apparently a lot worse than fentanyl. I had not heard about that, but we will check in with Wiggins America when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, I get so angry, and I find that the thing that I get angry about are from the perspective of a son. You know, like, I really went off on George Clooney, and I really went off on the Pod Save America guys, and the reason I did is because I think they're a bunch of arrogant f**ks. I do. I think that Jake Tapper is a pompous, arrogant f**k.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Well, at least he didn't say that about Ryan Wiggins. How are you?
He would never say that about me.
Hunter had himself a day yesterday, man. He was on a podcast calling everybody out.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of this just this morning because I'm waking up to the news and going, whoa, what is going on? He apparently was calling out his own dad's policies in some ways, too, on immigration.
Oh, on illegal immigration. Yeah, he absolutely did. Here, I've got that one, in fact. I'm so happy you mentioned that.
Listen. Vibrant immigration. But we don't want immigrants that are coming here illegally, draining us of resources, and also and being prioritized above people that are actual literal heroes. Uh-huh. That are coming home, or that are still recovering from 20 years of endless war, or anybody else in our society.
Yeah, how about that? Like, wait a minute, where were you during the last 4 years when your dad opened the southern border? I was he just so stoned he didn't realize that happened?
I mean, it that's what it looks like, because he didn't say any of this during the actual problem until, you know what else he said in this that drove me crazy, Mark, in this interview with Sean Ryan? He said, you know, he goes on to say, yes, but we had it worked out. We had a bill worked out with some Republican senators like Lankford of Oklahoma that would have solved this whole thing, as if they didn't do anything for 4 years. And then right before the election, they had it all solved. So he's hitting some of the talking points, but he's also breaking from it. So it's a weird interview.
You didn't need a new law. You needed a new president, clearly.
Yeah.
That's Trump was absolutely right about that one. Well, you know, one thing that they've stopped, Ryan, hopefully it's with this border thing, is the inflow of fentanyl from down south. We're blowing up drug boats and all this other stuff. But obviously the biggest problem with the war on drugs has always been the demand. There's still demand for it, and the drug dealers are going to generally find a way to satisfy that. So you're talking about a new drug that's out there that we're not familiar with?
Yeah, this is kind of hitting all over the place, including St. Louis. So I started reading about it as a national story It's a drug called carfentanil. I don't know why they put the prefix on there, but carfentanil is what they're calling it. And it's 100 times more potent than fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is already very potent.
Yeah.
There's a person in my life who actually died from an overdose of fentanyl that I know. And so I know how quickly it can become a problem. And just, you know, most people listening have probably never taken fentanyl, hopefully. But just for comparison, if you've ever been on morphine, you know, for pain, carfentanil, this new drug, is 10,000 times stronger than morphine. So we're talking about almost instant deaths often when people are taking this. But of course, because it's more potent, it also gets you that much higher. So people are seeking it out who are drug addicts because it's even greater high, you know, so they want that.
Well, I mean, where are they seeing it? Are we looking at something in St. Louis, or what's the report say?
Yeah. So this is hitting everywhere in the country right now. And I don't know whether this is in response to Trump doubling down on drugs. You know, this comes from Latin America and Venezuela. They're, of course, they're focusing on. But it's funded by China and Russia and Iran because they want to destroy us. And it's been that way for a long time. And so my guess is that they've doubled down since we've doubled down on stopping all of it. And they said, well, fine, we're going to release even more. You know, we're going to get this new potent drug and put it out on your streets. And so it is in St. Louis. It's in every major city. I mean, wow. I'm sure it's outside of the cities too. But St. Louis has noticed it so much that they're responding to it now, actually, at least the county is, and they're putting Narcan vending machines throughout St. Louis County now. There's a grant that they're using, $2.6 million grant to do this, and you just walk up to the vending machine and just punch a button, as far as I understand, and it's free, and you know, the grant pays for the Narcan, but it's to basically save lives. Now, we can debate on whether or not that's the way to go about it. But I'm just saying that because the county's already aware that it's a problem. They're starting to deal with it.
Well, and what's scary, too, is a lot of the more common street drugs, they're lacing them with other stuff that is incredibly deadly. And, you know, if you're buying that, you might not realize that's what's in it.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. Not to go into too much of a personal story here, but that's what happened to a sort of secondary relative of mine a year or so ago, that she was addicted to drugs, and fentanyl was in something that she took, and she overdosed and died. And with this new one being 100 times more potent, you know, we were talking about this on the Andy Frey Show yesterday. What's to say that some of this couldn't make its way into something that's not even drugs, you know, into some food or something? Because, I mean, it's so deadly that it would just, it's like poison. It gets you super, super high. But, I mean, that's it. That's the highest you can get, because this thing's going to kill you if you take it any number of times. And they're seeing it right now. It's weird, Kim, because overall, opioid overdose deaths are down across the country, including in St. Louis, in 2025. And I don't know whether you can trace that to Trump policies or not, but they are down. And now you're seeing this drug flood in, and they're very scared that they're not going to stay down, that they're going to spike like crazy in the next
well,
year. Well,
I mean, they shouldn't if you're right. I don't know what to attribute it to, but if the border wasn't closed and now it is closed, they may be finding other ways to get it into the country, but it's at least slowed them down a little bit. I would hope anyway in that case, right?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting because since you are seeing a reduction in overdose deaths, you wonder if the drug manufacturers and the cartels and the countries pushing this stuff are going, oh, okay, so you're going to cut down on it. Well, then we need to make this more potent, because that's what it looks like this is.
Yeah, it's a good point. Talking to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. Kim, didn't we get a very strange request on the text line to ask Ryan Wiggins something earlier?
Do you remember that? It was something about deodorant. It says,
do you sleep wearing deodorant, Ryan? Why would somebody ask us that that question here on the text line this morning?
This is ridiculous, because this isn't me. This has nothing to do with me. This is Ethan Hannaford, the producer for the Andy Frey Show and the Mark Rudin show.
Okay. And get your marks right there. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
we got to get our Ethans right, too.
That's
remember
right.
that.
That's because, right.
Because this is not your Ethan. This is our Ethan. And he, apparently the rumor was that he cannot sleep with deodorant on. It's become a big thing, and I don't really know why. But his wife came on the Annie Fry show when we were at Ruler Foods and gave that little tidbit that Ethan cannot sleep with deodorant on. So it's just been a thing. I don't really know. But don't associate it with me.
Wait, is it like
somebody
he can't,
had.
He doesn't, like he has to wash it off, or
yes.
he showers and then just doesn't put it on if he's going to bed?
That's more than I care to know about his bedtime habits.
Yeah, us too.
To be honest.
Us too, but
I just gotta
for whatever reason, now we have to know that Ethan does take a shower before bed every night, and then he's ready.
So are you in today, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll be in later.
Okay, so there is an Annie Fry show today, right?
There is an Annie Fry show today. It's our last one before the Christmas special starts.
Yep,
tomorrow.
And then the Christmas special starts during Annie's time slot tomorrow. We'll have Heidi Harris filling in for me tomorrow morning, but Kim and Ethan will be here, and then we'll have Fox News programming, I'm assuming, on Christmas Day, if there's anybody up listening to the radio that early. Because your kids will get you up.
You
if you have little kids, you'll be up early on Christmas Day. I'm not planning
get your
on
hit.
It. That's right. Well, listen,
Merry
Christmas, my friend, and thanks for all you've done for us over the year. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate getting to talk with you every day in the office and then at least once a week on the air. It's fun. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Ryan, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right. Yep. Ryan Wiggins here, host of Wiggins America, and you can hear him every day on the Annie Fry Show. Good to get him on here. All right. Coming up, I've got some gifts for you guys.
Likewise.
I do? Oh, awesome. Well, we'll have us a little Festivus here when we come back on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned. Welcome back. One of my favorite all-time Christmas songs. I know it's dated. It talks about the Limbaugh letter and all that other stuff, but it's catchy, isn't it? It's catchy. The Wright Brothers. I'm sure you can still find it online. I don't know as a band if they're still producing music these days or not. I wish they were, because that is some fantastic stuff. Isn't it? So in the studio here, we have handed out gifts. We're going to do our little gift exchange now on the program, since I will not be here tomorrow. So go ahead there, Kim and Ethan. What are we going to open up? Decide what you're going to open up first. Kim, something to keep you warm over the holidays.
Okay.
Because you were talking.
Whatever it is, I haven't seen it yet, but it's very soft.
Oh, yes, it is. And I'll tell you. You'll be happy to hear that my wife
Ooh.
Helped pick that out for you.
Okay, this scarf is might be the softest thing I have ever felt.
It's fitting it nice. And the gloves that are in there, even though
Needed.
They're fuzzy, you can still use your phone when you're wearing them.
Nice.
That's
that
nice.
Is the most annoying thing when you can't use your phone. What's the point?
Yeah, no kidding.
To take your
Ethan,
glove off.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Ethan,
you.
Ethan, clearly, you're welcome. Ethan clearly knows me. He got me a taster Woo-hoo. Of Whistle Pig. Whistle Pig bourbons and ryes that
nice.
Are on here. Piggyback rye, the world rye, so not the bourbon, and the small batch rye. Thank you very much.
And Mark gave me bourbon right back.
Imagine that.
Hey, who knew?
Hey, you will love that stuff.
I know.
I tried that
delicious.
At Total Wine the other day, and it was outstanding. You cannot mix that with soda.
Well, I never
You have
do.
To drink it straight. I'm just saying. I always have to feel like I have to couch that stuff for some reason. That is good stuff
thank
right,
you,
out,
thank you, thank
right
you.
Out of the bottle. It'll open up your sinuses, too, so it takes
I'm
care
of still petting
all
the
scarf.
Issues.
Oh, are you okay?
It's so soft.
That is funny. That's funny. Thank you. Thank you both. Very nice. So I'm just opening up another package here from Kim. This is awkward for radio because
I know, right?
Unless you're watching on the one of the cameras here. Oh, a nice set of golf balls. Thank you.
Whoa. You have to look at the golf ball.
I'm trying to figure out how to open them. They're like
not just a regular golf ball.
They're glued shut. Hang on. They're taped shut, I should say. All right. I've had to violate the package here in order to get it open. Oh,
that's
beautiful.
What she said.
Help me, I'm lost. I've got a golf ball that's got Joe Biden's face on it. He says, "Help me, I'm lost," which is what happens to most of my golf balls, which I think is hilarious. Thank you, Kim. That's very fitting for sure for me this year. Thank you for that.
Kim, is this supposed to be upside down before I open this?
I don't even remember. I've wrapped so many gifts.
Well, there's like the lids on the bottom, so I don't
know. Oh, no,
know.
Flip it up.
Okay. I didn't want it to like...
And, I probably did it backwards.
And Kim knows her audience. She got me a book, says the most hilarious Donald Trump tweets and quotes of all time.
I just figured we could sprinkle them in the show. I just felt like there's always a Trump quote. It's just so spot on.
Oh, we absolutely will. I can probably just pick one at random.
I guess we know the theme for Ethan this year.
Picked it up. Did he get something to drink as well?
Yeah, yeah. I got beers out the wazoo.
Oh, really? Well, is that what it's called? Beers of the World?
No.
Beers out the wazoo?
No, it's just what I said.
Well, so he loves you. We were talking about how you loved, actually had a different idea initially for you, and then I changed course here.
Hey.
And he was talking about how he loves sour beer. And so I went, it's not just sour beer, but I think at least a few of them are sour beer. And there's one, one of them, is it like a wheat, but it's like a banana something? And they said that one's amazing. And then there's something that's like sherbet, but apparently it's pronounced sherbet.
And I've had this one before and it's delicious.
And I was told that one's really sweet, but it's delicious.
It is very good.
I was told to drink that one last because it's very sweet.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you.
So we all cleaned up here. Thank you very much,
guys.
Wow.
Oh, check this out. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Because
you have the same
I did
idea.
The same thing.
That is funny. Thank you.
Well,
let's see what kind these are.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. I'll enjoy those. And the golf balls will come in handy because I'm losing them all the time. I might save those to putt with because I don't actually want to hit one and lose it in the woods somewhere. I mean, the next guy that finds it will get quite a kick out of it. But
help me, I'm lost.
That's perfect. That is hilarious.
And still lost from what we can tell,
right?
I had
so many ideas for you. I really had a hard time trying to figure out what to get because there's so many like shirts, for example, that are just like scream Mark Cox. But I mean, you do have a lot of the shirts, so I don't
that's
know.
That's true. I try to have one for every occasion. I have way too many
shirts.
Well,
then good to know moving forward.
As you can imagine, I can always add new shirts to my collection. Thank you, though. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, guys.
Hopefully you have a peaceful and a nice holiday and get everything you want from Santa or Jesus.
We don't know what we're doing yet. I don't know.
What should I say?
I don't know. My three-year-old says he prays to Jesus for a monster truck. And that's what he just really, really, really wants, a monster truck.
From Jesus.
Hopefully Jesus delivers.
Yeah, we're hoping.
That the monster truck could be coming.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing.
You can always take him out to Bigfoot out in the Pacific. He can see
actual Bigfoot monster truck out there.
Yep. Really?
Kim doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a real monster truck.
Yeah,
it's famous.
Very cool. Well, we're taking him to Monster Jam so he can actually see them.
Oh, he will
in
love
person.
That.
Yeah. He's like, oh, they do flips. And he talks about how he has to wear headphones because it's loud. He tells every time you talk to him, if you ever do, he'll tell you about that.
Well, don't let me forget to say Merry Christmas and thanks to all of you who listen and Happy Hanukkah if you're listening this morning. We couldn't do this without you. We appreciate your support. We love our own community we have here on social media between YouTube and Facebook, and they kind of keep a show of their own running each morning as we watch on here and comment on it. We've got the text line now, which helps us feel like we're getting you more and more involved as an audience. So thanks to all of you for that. I hope you have a very peaceful and merry Christmas, as merry as you can, and be safe and all that good stuff out there.
Yeah, merry Christmas to you too, Mark. It was a good year. I mean, it was a crazy year, but a good year at that. And let's do it again in 2026.
We will. Great year for you with little baby Hudson, too.
Little baby Hudson.
Congratulations.
This was a roller coaster of a year, but yes, that was absolutely the bright spot.
I'm sure it was. All right. Merry Christmas. That's going to do it for us. I'm guessing Brian Kilmeade's in today because I saw him on the couch earlier. So the Kilmeade Show's next. Annie Fry this afternoon. Then the Mark Reardon Show. These two, Ethan and Kim, will see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. along with Heidi Harris. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all
and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.